Now, Kat, this one's an interesting story, which is getting to the heart of what we can actually do for heart disease. And this is important because the World Health Organization estimates that by 2020, in Western countries, heart disease is going to account for about 40% of all-cause mortality. In other words, you've got a pretty high chance of dying of something going wrong with your heart. Thankfully, the strides that have been made in dealing with heart disease in recent years have been pretty huge, and probably the largest amongst them is the technique angioplasty. Now, what this involves is threading a very tiny cannula in through an artery, either through the top of the leg or you can go in through an artery in the arm, to go into the coronary arteries, which are the blood vessels that supply the heart muscle. And you can locate blockages in those arteries. And where previously you would have had to open up someone's chest and then plumb in new bits of blood vessel to bypass a blockage, now what you can do is to inflate a tiny balloon on the end of this cannula inside a blockage, open up the artery again, and then you can insert something called a stent, which is like a tiny metal cage, which keeps the artery propped open and it restores the flow. And this has revolutionised the treatment of heart disease, made a huge difference to patients' lives. The problem is that if you just do this with a straightforward metal cage, then the artery is injured in the process of inserting the stent and it gets inflamed. And this then leads to a build-up of new tissue to repair the damage, which ends up blocking up the stent again. So what researchers then did was develop what they call drug-eluting stents. And these drug-eluting stents pump out chemicals, including one called paclitaxel, which stops the tissue locally from growing. And this keeps the stent open. The problem is that, ironically, now, these are very effective, these stents, but one third of patients who have them then develop a blood clot inside the stent. And what researchers think is going on is that because the stent now stops cells growing locally, it also prevents the growth of endothelial cells, which are like the pavement cells that smoothly line the inside of arteries and stop blood clots from forming. So what a group have done over in Germany, and this is Christian Weber, who's at the University of Munich. They've published a paper in Science Translational Medicine this week. They have found a chemical called cathelicidin, which is made by neutrophils, a kind of white blood cell, which when it's added to the wall of the artery where it's injured, actually stops the cells proliferating and growing and making this blockage which blocks up stents. So they wondered whether they could actually use this same chemical to produce a stent that elutes this material and encourages the endothelial cells to grow back in but stops the rest of the vessel becoming inflamed and blocking again. So they did some studies on mice. They made one of these drug-eluting stents which they put into their mice, and the stent made this cathelicidin chemical. When they looked at it at 4 weeks later, they found that the mice that had got stents which eluted this chemical locally had very little narrowing and re-blockage of the stents compared with control animals where there was almost total occlusion of the stent. So although this is only a study in mice so far and needs to be shown in humans, it looks like they may have found a way round the problem that we've created effectively with these new drug-eluting stents. And given the importance of heart disease, that's really good news.
It certainly is. I look forward to seeing that progressing into human trials.